Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Psachim Daf Tes. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that Ein Choshishin Shema Ger Achud Mabayis Mabayis Makom Makom. We're not concerned that Achud drag chametz from house to house or from place to place within the house. The Gemara says that this implies that we're not concerned for the possibility, but if we do indeed see Achud bring chametz into a place that was already searched, then we do have to search again for chametz in that area. The Gemara asks on this, V'amai, nema achalte. Why does another search have to be done? We should assume that the chulda ate the chametz. The Gemara brings a proof to this concept from a Mishnah that says that if a chulda enters a place where there might be a dead body buried there, we can assume that he ate it. Rabbi Zera answers, Haba basa, haba lechem. This one, the Mishnah discussing a dead body, is meat. And this one, our Mishnah that discusses chametz, is bread. A chulda completely finishes eating meat and leaves nothing over, but doesn't completely finish eating bread and leaves some over. Since a chulda leaves over bread, we have to search again if we see it bringing chametz into an already checked area. Point number two, on this that the Mishnah states that we're not worried that a chulda will drag a piece of chametz from a non-checked area of the house into a checked area of the house. The Gemara adds that at the end of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Beis, we learn Mashem Mishayir Yenechen Betzina. The chametz that one wants to leave over after a search for chametz in order to eat it, he needs to place it in a guarded place. Shoyi Eitzarek B'dik Acharav. So that he will not need to do another bedika, meaning that if one did not place his chametz in a guarded place, we are concerned that a chulda will take it, and then one would have to do another search in his house. If so, why does our Mishnah say that we're not worried that a chulda will bring chametz from a non-checked area of the house into a checked area of the house? So Abai answered, Haba Arbaasar, Haba Shloshasar. The later Mishnah is on the 14th, and our Mishnah is on the 13th. Abai explains that on the 13th, when there is chametz in every house, a chulda doesn't hide the chametz that he has, because it is not worried that it will run out of food. And on the 14th, when chametz is not found in every house, the chulda does hide the chametz. Therefore, on the 14th, we are concerned that the chulda took away the chametz and hid it. Rava and Rav Mari give two other answers. And point number three, the Gemara discusses a case of one pile of matzah and one pile of chametz, and there are two houses there, one which was searched and one which was not. Two mice came, and one took from the pile of matzah and one took from the pile of chametz, and each one entered a different house, and we don't know which one entered which house. The Gemara says that this is comparable to a case of a braisa that says if there were two baskets, one full of chulin fruit and one full of fruits of truma, and next to them were two containers, one holding fruits of chulin and one holding fruits of truma, and each one of these containers fell into a different basket, then we assume that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma. So too in our case, we can assume that the chulda with the chametz dragged into the house that was not checked, and the chulda with the matzah dragged the matzah into the house that was checked. The Gemara concludes that the Rabbanan were lenient because both cases involved the Rabbanan. Truma nowadays is the Rabbanan and Bedikas Chametz is the Rabbanan. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Ein Choshishin Shema Ger Achuda Mabayis Mabayis Makom Makom. We're not concerned that Achuda drag Chametz from house to house or from place to place within the house. The Gemara says that this implies we're not concerned for the possibility, but if we do indeed see Achuda bring Chametz into a place that was already searched, then we do have to search again for chametz in that area. And the Gemara asks on this, V'amai, nema achalte. Why does another search have to be done? We should assume that the chulda ate the chametz. The Gemara brings a proof to this concept from a Mishnah that says that if a chulda enters a place where there might be a dead body buried there, we can assume that he ate it. Rabbi Zera answers, Haba basa, haba lechem. This one, the Mishnah discussing a dead body, is meat. And this one, meaning our Mishnah that discusses chametz, is bread. A chulda completely finishes eating meat and leaves nothing over, but doesn't completely finish eating bread and leaves some over. Since a chulda leaves over bread, we have to search again if we see it bringing chametz into an already checked area. Point number two, on this that the Mishnah states that we're not worried that a chulda will drag a piece of chametz from a non-checked area of the house into a checked area of the house, the Gemara asks that at the end of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Beis, we learn, Mashem Mishayir Yanechen Betzinu, the chametz that one wants to leave over after a search for chametz, in order to eat it, he needs to place it in a guarded place, so that he will not need to do another bedika. Meaning that if one did not place his chametz in a guarded place, we are concerned that a chulda would take it, and then one would have to do another search in his house. If so, why does our Mishnah say that we're not worried that a chulda will bring chametz from a non-checked area of the house into a checked area of the house? Abai answers, Habar Abasar, Habar Shloshasar. The later Mishnah is on the 14th, and our Mishnah is on the 13th. Abai explains that on the 13th, when there's chametz in every house, a chulda doesn't hide the chametz that he has because it's not worried that it will run out of food. And on the 14th, when chametz is not found in every house, the chulda does hide the chametz. Therefore, on the 14th, we are concerned that the chulda took away the chametz and hid it. Rava and Rav Mari give two other answers. And point number three, the Gemara discusses a case of one pile of matzah and one pile of chametz, and there are two houses there, one which was searched and one which was not. Two mice came, and one took from the pile of matzah, and one took from the pile of chametz, and each one entered a different house. We don't know which one entered which house. The Gemara says that this is comparable to a case of a braisa that says that there are two baskets, one full of chulun fruit and one full of fruits of truma. And next to them were two containers, one holding fruits of chulun and one holding fruits of truma. And each one of these containers fell into a different basket. Then we assume that the chulun fell into the chulun and the truma fell into the truma. So too in our case, we can assume that the chulda with the chametz dragged it into a house that was not checked, and the chulda with the matzah dragged the matzah into the house that was checked. The Gemara concludes that the Rabbanan are leaning because both cases involved the Rabbanan. Truma nowadays is the Rabbanan, and Bedikas Chametz is the Rabbanan. All right, so now we get our sim for Daf Tes, and the sim for Daf Tes is a teapot. Teapot because Tes, tea, and also the Tes sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. The Chulda spotted jumping out of a teapot, leaving some Chametz behind, didn't find the guarded Chametz in the closet. So he took some Chametz from a pile next to matzah and scampered into a neighbor's home that had not yet done a Bedika. Once again, in slow motion. The Chulda spotted jumping out of a teapot. Teapot, that must mean we're on Daf Tes. The Chulda spotted jumping out of a teapot, leaving some chametz behind, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states that we're not concerned that a Chulda dragged chametz from house to house or from place to place within the house, which implies that we are not concerned for the possibility, but if we do indeed see a Chulda bring chametz into a place that was already searched, then we do have to search again for chametz in that area. This is because when eating chametz, a Chulda typically leaves crumbs over. This is different than a case where a Chulda enter a place where there's a dead body, where we assume he ate the whole thing because it's meat. So the Chulda spotted jumping out of the teapot, leaving some chametz behind, didn't find the guarded chametz in the closet. Which reminds us of the seeming contradiction where our Mishnah says we are not concerned a Chulda would drag chametz from a place that was checked to a place that wasn't, with the next Mishnah which states that we must hide chametz in a guarded place after Bedika for fear that a Chulda will take it and drag it to another part of the house. Abaye answers that our Mishnah is dealing with the 13th of Nisan, where there's a lot of chametz around, the Chulda isn't worried about running out of food and won't drag it to another house. The next Mishnah is dealing with the case of the 14th, when chametz isn't found in every house, and therefore we are concerned that the Chulda will take it and hide it. So the Chulda spotted jumping out of a teapot, leaving some chametz behind, didn't find the guarded chametz in the closet. So he took some chametz from a pile next to matzah and scampered into a neighbor's home that had not yet done a bedika. Which reminds us that in the case of two piles, one of matzah, one of chametz, and two homes, one that was checked and one that was not. And two mice come and one takes the matzah into one house and the other takes the chametz into the other house, but we don't know which house the matzah and the chametz was brought into, that we can assume that the matzah was brought into the checked house and the chametz into the house that was not checked. Since the bedika is only at the Rabbanan ruled one can be lenient. So once again, the Chulda spotted jumping out of a teapot, leaving some chametz behind, didn't find the guarded chametz in the closet. So he took some chametz from a pile next to matzah and scampered into a neighbor's home that had not yet done a bedika. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar wishing you a great day and great learning.